foryourhealthnow.com.
More outrage over what happened at Penn State with an ex-coach who's still getting pension money from that university. Could we go to war with Iran? Well, certainly we could, but will we? And what do you think? And the Occupy movement losing some steam. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here we are on the precipice of yet another week heading into the middle of November, and we're a week and a half away from Thanksgiving Day. Do you believe it? How time flies. And we're 10 days away from the super committee plan. Do you think they're going to have a plan? What's the over-under on that? I'd say 500 to 1 that they're not going to have a plan. It's pretty obvious, even when it was set up, as all of you know, the Dems and the Republicans, an even number, but no decisions, I believe, will come out of that before an automatic trigger has to drop on the $1 trillion plus to be cut out of the deficit. But that's not where we're starting. Oh, no. Everywhere I went, everybody I talked to, everybody wanted to talk about Penn State. People who could care less about State College, people who knew very little about football, even shockingly, people who didn't know much about Joe Paterno. How could you not know who Joe Paterno was? But it doesn't matter. Now everybody knows about the program, and especially a man named Jerry Sandusky, who was charged with child sexual abuse. And they say the list of victims might get longer. Now it's up to about 9. My sources said, look out, it could be an avalanche close to 50. Who knows where that number actually falls, because then the victims have to come forward and all that other stuff in between, of course, with the grand jury. Regardless, he's out on $100,000 bail. He's charged with 40 counts as far as child sexual abuse. And he's continuing to get money, as I just mentioned, pension money from Penn State. He retired in 1999. Tell me if this doesn't make your hair go on fire. He's getting $58,000 plus a year in his pension. Shouldn't they cut the pension off? Cut the spigot off? I would be happy if I was going to Penn State. Plus, I talked to some recruiters over the weekend, and this isn't a surprise, but a lot of top recruits are dumping out from Penn State. They don't want to go. One, because Joe Pa's not going to be there, all this scandal, and a myriad of course, other reasons connected to what now has happened. Plus, there's this little old thing about a law and why Mike McQuarrie, who was, remember, the graduate student who actually saw Sandusky allegedly molesting a boy in the shower, sodomizing him to be blunt about it, and yet he didn't go to the police. Joe Paterno didn't go to the police. And that's something the governor of Pennsylvania thinks needs to change. Tom Corbett talked about all of the things surrounding that law.
We would have expected law enforcement to have been involved much sooner than it got involved. The investigation is an ongoing one, so because of that, I can't make projections or speculation as to where this may go. It's hard for me to talk about a lot of the past. We have to look to the future, because I was the Attorney General involved in the investigation. I have certain ethical rules that I have to follow.
Yeah, and the reaction from players, pro players, former players who played for Penn State, people who know Joe Paterno, I mean, just far and wide, it's been nothing but reaction, really, for the past 5 days. And here was one from Franco Harris.
I think it is unfair how people were treating Joe with this issue, because Joe is a highly moral person. Great moral character. And so it's very disturbing to me that when someone said this, everybody else jumped on this.
I don't know. What do you think, America? Do you think Joe Pa is getting unfairly abused in the media, on talk shows, in the newspaper, on radio, on TV, in the court of public opinion. I say no. I say no because he himself said, listen, I wish I had done more. There's just, I don't care how moral someone is. You think of the program, you think of everything that you know about Joe Paterno, and there's that Joe Paterno, and then there's the Joe Paterno that did exactly what some of the bishops and cardinals did in the Catholic Church. And they're no better when they shuffled priests around. So knowing what happened, you can't think that Mike McQuarrie made that up. They certainly didn't. And then everything blew open, but they continued to give him an office. They continued to have him on campus, and they continued to include Sandusky. There are even reports that I mentioned recruits are dropping out, that he was recruiting some high school players. How do you explain that? It's just absolutely unacceptable. Any of you in that position, what do you do? Think about it. If you really care about your position as an authority, your position as somebody who's looked up to, you can't turn your back on children. Oh, certainly not in that situation. So I think Franco Harris, who was a fun player to watch if you go back and look at the old highlight reels of him, after all, especially Pittsburgh Steeler days, was a great football player. But I think he's wrong on this opinion. Because he's close to Joe Paterno, it's easy to say, whoa, 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 back off Joe Paterno. I don't think you back off Joe Paterno. He had the chance to do something. He didn't do anything. So I think if the court of public opinion feels like Joe Paterno should have been let go, was, of course, let go, and more should happen, I think they're right on. You might disagree. You might agree with Harris. 800-259-5791. And who knows what it does to Penn State. That's why Tom Corbett was saying how they want to move forward, 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 because this is a terrible thing for this university to get over. Not to mention those victims. Of course, that's the big thing. And over the weekend, the team lost a close game to Nebraska, but it wasn't even about the score in the game. It was a sea of blue, and the reason it was a sea of blue was not just for Penn State. It was for victims, to recognize the victims of this abuse. Now, Sandusky's going to have his day in court, as will the other two Penn State officials, and who knows who else ends up having to go to court on this. It may end up being also a civil thing for some of the people involved. But criminally, I can't imagine if everything that this grand jury has come to learn and stuff that has come to light, which there are more and more victims that are calling up, that are talking, I think he goes away for the rest of his life. But he still has to be tried, and he's saying he's innocent. So you still have to go through the process. All right, speaking of the process, oh, yes, you might have missed it. Did you take a break from the GOP debates? There was one over the weekend, and this time it's centered around foreign affairs. Oh, we're going to give you the highlights next on ATN.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Herman Cain's not in trouble, despite all of the sexual harassment. Women that have now come forward, there's been two, and then there's two that haven't said anything other than through lawyers. And this all happened when he was with the National Restaurant Association when he was running it, and blah, blah, blah. We know that. That's been going on for the last 2.5 weeks. It hasn't done much damage to Cain in the polls. We're going to talk about that in a second here on ATM. But before we go there, there was another debate on Saturday. How many of you knew there was a debate? Oh, come on. Didn't know there's a debate? I hear like crickets in the background. Suddenly there's silence. You took a break from politics? Are you kidding? I guess you did. So a lot of people did. I'll be curious, and I'm going to look it up. I don't have it yet, but I'm going to try to find out how many people watched that debate. And I guess because they're moving it around, figuring, okay, well, if we do one over the weekend, you know, maybe that'll appeal to some people. Because they can't watch it during the week or for whatever reason. Who knows? But one of the things that came out was Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who says she's going to go kicking and screaming before she dumps out of the race to become president on the Republican side of things. One of the things that she said over the weekend is that she felt as though there was a lot of bias with CBS. She said she could feel it. It was obvious that CBS was pretty biased in how they have reported everything all along, and she kind of went down, you know, was beating that drum, let's say, for a couple of what we call news cycles when she talked to a few people. But the gist of what this last round of a debate was had to do with foreign affairs, had to do with aid to other countries, you know, anything that you can think of, how we deal with anybody that's away from our soil, allies and the like. So the bottom line was this debate was at Spartanburg, South Carolina. The Texas Governor Rick Perry, who once was on top of the national polls, was quick to make jokes about his faux pas that was heard around the world, where everybody took what he said in Michigan, of course, because he had that long pause and he couldn't think of the three departments that he would cut. And it's just been massive fodder for comedians, which they love that. It's perfect. It really was. You could drive a truck through what he had to say. I'm going to let you hear his little kind of poke at himself here in just a second. But before we get to that, while Mitt Romney has the clear lead in the Reuters Ipsos poll that just came out for the Republican presidential nomination, and almost half of the party's voters expect him to be the nominee, because 28% of Republicans are backing the former Massachusetts governor, that gives him a lead of 8 percentage points over his nearest challenger. And the nearest challenger is still Herman Cain. That poll was taken November 10th and 11th. The dates are important. So Romney was a 5% lead in a survey on the 7th and the 8th. Interesting, isn't it? And Cain still, he's still hanging in there. I mean, he is still right there. Behind Cain, then you're looking at Newt Gingrich. So here is what Michelle Bachmann had to say about Romney.
I was the lead opponent of President Obama's Obamacare. That's the government takeover of health care. Governor Romney instituted that program in Massachusetts, and I think it's highly unlikely to think that he will be the one who will be able to fully repeal Obamacare.
Yeah, so it's going after Romney. It's the same old thing to chip away at the whole health care thing, but that's not flying, not according to the polls. Going into the primaries, he's in a definite strong spot, and he's solidifying himself as the establishment guy. But the real other side of this is, the other side of this coin is the fact that Cain did not drop in the polls. He did not significantly drop. He's still, depending on what poll you're looking at, because, you know, there's a gazillion of them, he's still at the top. He's still at the top of the pack. So it didn't matter who came out, who accused him of what, who said this is what happened or whatever. He denied it and said he doesn't know what they're talking about and he never harassed anybody, that kind of stuff, the whole time when this was going on. And everybody flew with that, as far as anybody who was asked to participate in the polls anyway, because even though Romney has the clear lead and Gingrich, Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House, has moved up, Cain is still in the middle of this thing. Cain has not really dropped that far. Perry, as I said, used, because of the gaffe that he had in Michigan, used humor as much as he could. He was on the Letterman show last week, and he continued to do that even when he was in this last debate. Here's a slice of Rick Perry.
Governor Perry, you advocate the elimination of the Department of Energy. If you eliminate the Department of Energy...
Glad you remembered it.
I've had some time to think about it, sir.
Me too.
All right, you got to give him credit for that. He knew how to spin that around, just like Cain. Same thing. He uses humor along the way as he's been able to turn things around. It's like, I'll give you one of his lines. Cain was denying all the harassment allegations, and he was able to talk about some other things finally now in South Carolina. And he hasn't been really turning a lot of those jokes he was turning earlier. There was one moment, though, reaction Thursday, to a question about Anita Hill, who accused Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas of sexual harassment. Remember that? During the confirmation hearings for Thomas. And Cain said, is she going to endorse me? And then, of course, everybody burst out laughing. And, you know, then he kind of went back to the more serious Cain. We'll see what happens in January 3rd, the Iowa caucuses, because that's one of the big firm dates to see how the candidates are doing. And of course, the primary, the very first primary, is in New Hampshire, and we'll be broadcasting live from that. That should be interesting because all the candidates will be there, and we're hoping to get every single one of them that we can that get on the air, and all the other pollsters and strategists and all that kind of stuff, because it's just a who's who of people up in New Hampshire for that first one. It's that big. It'll be very cold, but it'll be a lot of fun to certainly to be up there. And most of what, by the way, most of what the candidates did agree on when it came to the meat of this CBS debate was Iran. Because Iran now, clearly, there is a big line in the sand, and we've been talking about it. What do you do with Iran? Do you just push forward and push for war? Do you try this negotiating thing, which, forget that, I don't see how that works. Do you try more of the same with the sanctions? There have already been 19. What's the one thing you could go after? The bank, but the Chinese and the Russians, meaning Iran's central bank, but that won't happen because the Chinese and the Russians won't allow it. So clearly, what do you do to get to Iran? Because it's obvious that their nuclear capabilities are right there. They're not using uranium enrichment for power. Nobody's buying that clearly anymore. So one of the things that came out in the debate was Iran. What do you do in Iran? And is it global peril if Iran moves even quicker toward nuclear capability? And that's what the evidence is showing. And of course, everybody on the stage agreed with this. They all pounded President Obama's approach to the situation. They say, you know, look, tougher sanctions, you've got a covert action against the nuclear scientists. You've got to come up with something. You have some kind of a military attack, maybe as a last resort, but you have to do something. You have to do something here. And the other thing that was talked about a lot was pulling out foreign aid, waterboarding to extract information from terrorists. That's another thing that came up in the debate a bunch. Mitt Romney argued that he's the best choice to avoid nuclear Iran. He said if we reelect Barack Obama, Iran will have a nuclear weapon. If you elect Mitt Romney, Iran will not have a nuclear weapon. So pretty much every single person on the stage, which was everybody who's running, said that they would not do what the president is doing with that country in dealing with this nuke situation. The former House Speaker, Newt Gingrich, said there are a number of ways to be smart about Iran and a few ways to be stupid. And he said the administration skipped all the ways to be smart. So he says he would do the same thing. Herman Cain says he would assist the opposition movement in Iran that's trying to overthrow the regime. And so everybody agreed there. Except for Rick Perry, who said that every country, including Pakistan, should see its U.S. aid eliminated each year, then convince the United States why it deserves any money at all, including Israel. Ooh, that set a shudder through Israel. Stay with us. We're checking the mail next.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no, and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Whether it was Penn State, which we've talked about here already, or the Republican debates, even Iran, that seems to be what most of you were thinking about over the weekend because I got a whole bunch of email. So without further ado, let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, this one comes to us from Dennis McMahon. Oh, he's one of my favorites. I say that all the time, but he has so much to say. I think we get 3 emails a day from him. Dennis, this is for you. I am reading your email. He says, you can't expect anything out of Russia, but if China continues to be uncooperative on Iran, we should take immediate steps to shut down Chinese trade and influence here, including but not limited to its ownership participation in banks. This is one country that should cooperate. Russia should be hit by severe restrictions on money and immigration. The new regime there is sometimes harder to deal with than the Soviets. We must also review our liberal immigration allowances from Russia based largely on Cold War and discrimination conditions there. At least we could rely on China to play off against Russia in the Cold War. But today we get nothing out of either except predatory capitalism. He has a point, doesn't he? The next president has to be sharp on this stuff. I agree with that. Who's ever next, or let's say it's Obama. I mean, we can't pussyfoot around this stuff, especially he spelled it out, whether it's the situation in Russia, but especially with China. At some point, you know, it's like I used that analogy earlier about drawing the line in the sand. We are so beyond the line in the sand on this one. And we can't allow the Chinese to be able to do and manipulate us the way they have been for this past handful of years. It's ridiculous. And they need us as much as we need them, even though they are dangling the debt, because, of course, they hold our markers, so to speak. But they still need our money when it comes to the cheap crap that we're importing from them. They need us. So, therefore, I think it's time to go beyond playing footsie with these guys and get rough. I agree with Dennis. So that has to be one of the key things that needs to happen in the next couple of years. Not even a couple of years, I would say, needs to happen next year. But I know how things drag out. So I'm going to say couple. All right, here's one from Joey H. He says, Kate, I heard you talking about the Keystone Pipeline that would go from Canada down through Texas. I only heard part of what you were talking about. I'm curious, what's the latest on that? Wow, good question, because the latest on the pipeline is it's being deferred to 2013. Very convenient, because what the president has done is he's been able to sidestep the issue by pushing it down the road, saying there has to be more environmental studies. So that pleases the environmentalists. It's not great with the unions, but you can say, listen, if we're going to have this pipeline and we're going to have it go all the way from Canada all the way down through Texas, we have to make sure everything's in place, or whatever he could possibly say there. But the problem is, and it's funny because I was just mentioning China, here's what will happen. If I'm Canada, I say, really, United States, you're going to put us off? Great, let's sell our oil to China. Don't be surprised if the Canadians go to China and let the Chinese buy up their crude, because it's cheaper, and it would be cheaper for the United States. It's much cheaper to refine the Canadian oil than the Brent crude that we're talking about. Therefore, it's money thrown out the window, plus oil, oil that we need. You know, I watched a movie over the weekend, Ayn Rand. In that movie, and if you've ever read the book, Atlas Shrugged, Ayn Rand. If you ever read the book, that book, you know what I'm talking about. But if you haven't read the book, forget the book. It might be cumbersome. Go rent the movie. And the movie, follow the first part and then wait till the second part comes out. And you will kind of get what we're saying here. You know what I mean? It's, you either believe in capitalism and you either want capitalism to continue to work, or you want something different in the United States. Granted, there are problems with capitalism. We've had problems because we've had massive over greed. That's not really a word, but I made it up. Where you've got a CEO who is taking obscene amounts of money. Yes, they should be highly paid. Yes, they should make way more than somebody underneath them. But some of the raping of these companies is ridiculous. That's capitalism abused. But I still believe in capitalism, and I think capitalism can work. But it has to be checked at points. I'm not suggesting more government regulation, because that's been disastrous for us in too many ways. But here again we go down that same path. If I'm the Canadians and I want to sell my crude, I'm definitely turning to China. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to turn to China. All right, let's take another one. Let's see what Leslie has to say. Leslie says, Kate, I am sick to death of anybody who sticks up for Joe Paterno. I just don't get it. So what? He was a great college football coach. I went to Penn State. I believed in Joe Pa. I believed in everything that Penn State was about. Yeah, he won two national titles and a slew of bowl games. But when it came to protecting children, he turned his back. I don't care about his reputation. I don't care about his winning ways. He blew it. And he goes down with a tainted legacy in my mind. Yeah, I think he goes down with a tainted legacy, absolutely, because Penn State is going to struggle with this. They're losing recruits. They've got all of this black eye to overcome, not to mention the most important thing, which she mentioned, the victims. So if he had gone to the cops, the campus police, if somebody, you know, here's the thing. even if he had reported up the chain and then nothing happened, wouldn't you follow up? Hey, you know, I told you about, makes me sick, my buddy Jerry, I can't believe it, you know, the story that I told you that Mike McQueary told me about, I want to know what's happening with that. Something. If he had done that. But he didn't. He knows it, too, because he says, I wish I had done more. So he admits it. He knows it wasn't good. He knows it wasn't good. All right, here's one from Bill Hughes. Bill says, Kate, I've been listening to America Tonight now for probably 3 years. I must say, lately I am really, really enjoying the show. And one of the things that you've talked about a bunch has been the aspect of many of these Republicans who are running and all of the debates. At first, I wasn't sure if you thought the debates were a good thing. Now I think you think they are a good thing. I didn't think they were so great either in the beginning, but then I kind of listened, and it is wild reality television. What do you think? I like the way you put that. It is like reality television because you never know what's going to happen in these debates. And some of it is kick you in the gut stuff like Rick Perry. That his campaign, and he has to roll with the fact that he stumbled over his own, what he brought up himself, where he's talking about eliminating three departments and just couldn't think of the last one. It was the one thing that they led with on Saturday Night Live. They spoofed it immediately because politics is their bread and butter. But not just there, of course, everywhere they were doing that. Perry had a role with it. He has seemed to roll with that. And he's not the only one who's had a faux pas along the way. So maybe that's what you're referring to with the reality TV and sometimes the hotness between the candidates. And I don't know. In one way, it's good because you're getting, you know, the more you hear from these politicians, the more there's a chance for them to flip-flop or you to hear something you don't like. Or, I don't know, maybe you change your mind. I read something the other day where, especially people who listen to talk radio, and I was stunned by this, that 28% are Republicans, but the biggest majority of talk radio listeners are actually independent. Some of them have been Republicans, some of them have been Democrats, but the vast majority are independents, and that's the group that everybody wants coming into this election, because if you can sway more independents, maybe you can win an election. It's kind of up for grabs as to whether or not Obama's going to really have a run for his money. I've tried to talk to so many people, and you know we've had them on the show, Democratic higher-up strategists, Republican strategists, and we'll, of course, have many more. We have under a year to go. And the company line would be, if you're a Republican, to say, of course we can beat Obama. And if you're a Democrat, well, you know, yeah, we're concerned about challengers always, but, you know, the president did this, this, and this. But I think, based on my conversations, I think the Democrats are sweating it a little bit more lately than they are admitting to. And part of that is because the one thing that they can't contain in the information that's put out is what's happening to the people in the United States economically. And we know this. It keeps going back to the economy. What's in your wallet? If it's fat and you're feeling good, then, you know, maybe you feel differently. If you struggled more now than ever, if you lost a job and there's no jobs to be had because a lot of places aren't hiring anymore, because they feel like they can't afford it, and they can't afford health insurance. I mean, we know it's the same old saga that we've been talking about. I think that it's up for grabs a little bit more than I even originally thought, and I think it's because people are tired of it. They're tired of the same old thing. All right, coming up on the flip side, the Daily Salute.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light what so bright a million hands as the twilight lasts to me with whose lush strength and bright stars.
Wasn't that great? That was my niece, Peyton Lane. She was singing the national anthem, Veterans Day, welcoming home the veterans who were coming to DFW, to the airport. And I understand they all had tears in their eyes and very, very proud of her. What a great rendition. She gets the daily salute for being so brave and so good. She is so good at this stuff. People, I guess, all over the place are asking her to sing. So look for my niece someday, somewhere, performing Peyton Lane, welcoming the soldiers home. Speaking of Veterans Day, boy, I saw a lot of flags flying for Veterans Day on Friday and then through the weekend. I thought it was great to see that. And there were all kinds of celebrations, if you want to call them celebrations, over the weekend. And also, we can't ever, ever, ever do enough for people who have served this country in the past, and of course the soldiers who are currently serving and everything that they've done for this country. So bravo to all of you. All right, coming up in the next week here on America Tonight, let me give you a little preview. Of course, there are some interesting stories happening outside of the Beltway and inside of the Beltway. You know why you care about some of this stuff? You care about what's happening with the super committee. And the reason you care about that is because is the automatic trigger going to go down? And if it does go down, I think Leon Panetta, the Secretary of Defense, is going to have a heart attack if that happens, because more is going to be cut out of his very weak budget. To me, when he says they're going to have to cut more personnel, that they're going to have to cut equipment, the equipment thing is the thing that scares me the most. I don't want anybody to be serving anywhere with subpar equipment. And that's one of the things that might happen should he have to, he's flat out said it, should he have to wrestle with what to do with the lack of money in his department, because they already cut out a ton of the defense money in the next decade. And be careful what you wish for. When you think that the budget is too bloated, you have to think about who's serving where, and when specifically it's earmarked in an area where it can hurt soldiers. I'm going to disagree, and I'm going to say they need to keep that money in place. All right, also going on, you've been watching what's going on with the boot. Yep. Well, in the boot, yep, Silvio Berlusconi is out. He got the boot. We're talking about Italy, and he was the prime minister forever and ever and ever. Well, not forever and ever, but for a very long time, 17 years. So this is a week after Greece's prime minister steps down, and they're trying to figure out their debts, shore them up, you know, with this European Union, with the bailout, basically. And there is massive economic worry in Europe. So now you've got Italy in the same position. So what are they doing? They're looking to an economist, Mario Monti. He has to be approved by the Italian parliament. They're going to consider whether or not he's the new prime minister this week. Berlusconi is now the second, as I said, prime minister to dump out in Europe over this ridiculous debt crisis. I say it's ridiculous because it's going to have rippling effects on all of us. Trust me. Just think banks. Think banks. And here's the thing. In Italy, they're talking about pension reform with plans, of course, raise the retirement age from 65 to 67. They're talking about privatization of state-owned companies and the sale of state-owned property, and then a whole bunch of other things that might help, because Italy is the third largest economy using the euro. I don't know if you knew that or not. If they have a complete blow-up or meltdown, it would kill global markets. And you care, because if you're lucky enough to have a 401k or you have any money, what little you were able to store away into the market, it's not good. If you, I'm not an advisor. I'm not an economic advisor by any stretch of the imagination. I don't have a Series 7 or any of that kind of stuff. I try to school myself in economics as much as I can. In fact, coming up later on this show, we're going to go to Oslo, Norway, and talk to the financial guru of America Tonight, Saul Albaum. And that's coming up later on America Tonight, if you're sticking around for the whole show. But here's the thing. I do know this. I would wrap up anything I could in cash right now, unless you have money to risk, because it is so uncertain with what's going on with the euro. I don't know that I would want to dip. I'd want to wait to see what happens with Italy. Let's see what happens there first, because Italy's not the only one. You know, you have the rest of Europe. A big chunk of the rest of Europe is in trouble as well. In the meantime, where is the president? He's on a 9-day trip through the Asia-Pacific region, and it includes stops in Australia and Indonesia, blah, blah, blah. Sunday, he wrapped up an Asia-Pacific, what they're calling Economic Cooperation Summit. Where was it? Hawaii. Oh, wouldn't you love to cover that? Just hang out on the beach, get a few sound bites. Anyway, I'm teasing. There were 9 nations there. Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Vietnam, Chile, Peru, Malaysia, blah, blah, blah. And they were talking about Trans-Pacific, this is what you care about, Trans-Pacific Free Trade Agreement. You've heard of that before, because they're pushing, or he's pushing, our president is pushing for a renewed engagement with Asia and trying to highlight how increased exports to that area would create, ready for this, U.S. jobs. And also, of course, meeting with the leaders of China and Russia. That's important because if this is the problem with America, we're a nation of what? Takers, not makers. And that's a problem because we're not making anything. So does anything come out of this summit or not? It's a lot of talk. This is big. Coming up later this week, you remember this name? James Arthur Ray. If you don't, let me explain. He's a self-help guy who was convicted of negligent homicide in the deaths of 3 people of a 2009 sweat lodge ritual. I forget what they paid, 10 grand or some crazy amount of money, and 3 people died. Other people got sick, but they survived. Also coming out this week, in the beginning of the week, and this would be an interesting read, I think. It's called Gabby, A Story of Courage and Hope. And, of course, it's Congresswoman Gabby Giffords and her husband, former astronaut Mark Kelly, did a book, and it talks about, you know, her political career and also his rise from being a combat pilot to a space shuttle guy, commander, and then the shooting and what happened after that. I think that'd be interesting, especially the two of their lives and how that's entwined. I'd be curious about his path. I mean, we know what it is, but I'd be curious to read more about that, because Kelly was a longtime Navy guy, and he ended up retiring just after the shuttle because, of course, he wants to help his wife recover from her injuries and because the shuttle is now done. Which brings up Jared Lee Loughner. You know that who that guy is. He's the man charged in the shooting where he killed 6 people, wounded 13 others, including Giffords. He's in that mental health spot, in that place, in that treatment center. They're going to reevaluate him next year, early, they say, next year, to determine if he's competent to stand trial. What do you think? Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.